What's up, everyone? This is another edition of the Three Wide Podcast with EG3 Reprinted Edition. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas here, which has been a busy Thursday night podcast night here on this spectrum in the Three Wide Podcast, talking about, obviously, NASCAR and other sports topics around the nation. Of course, We did some changes to the podcast a few weeks back. Figured to add a little bit of spice, just like when I first came onto the podcasting scene. I'm tired. Anyways, yeah. So you still gonna get your NASCAR coverage, and then we'll dip outside of the NASCAR world. But the NBA playoffs still going on. The second round now firing on all cylinders. Last night you had the Celtics even the series was the 76ers, and the 76ers took game one. The Lakers stealing home court advantage away from Golden State the night prior to that. Got that going on. The Knicks even up the series with the Heat and the Nuggets. That's the only series right now with a 2-0 lead. The Nuggets over the Suns right now, and they don't play again until this weekend. Actually, so yeah, lots there. NHL playoffs have seen their share of upsets, including the Boston Bruins getting upsetted, knocked out of the first round. Avalanche, the defending Stanley Cup champions, right? They got knocked out. They got knocked out in the first round, upset in the first round. So we have seen plenty of upsets here in the NHL playoffs, and it still rolls on. So definitely a lot of exciting things happening there. A lot of things are going on right now within the NASCAR world. And if you've been listening on this podcast from the beginning, or you've been jumping in and out, or you've been following closely the last couple of years, you know where I'm going to go with this one here on this podcast. And of course, yours truly will be in Kansas City this weekend, folks, for the Cup. Now, Saturday is kind of booked, so I'm not sure if I'm going to. And of course, I better clear this up now while I'm thinking about it. The races this weekend are in Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas Speedway, my home track, 2 hours away from Manhattan, Kansas there. So I want to clear that up here. This is the Kansas preview edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 there. So looking forward to really getting into this episode here. I don't know how long this is going to go, because I have to record my other podcast here in a little bit as well. It's going to be highly jam-packed with a special guest, that being the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State there as well. But yeah, Alex Bowman, we'll start there, because Alex Bowman, boy, Hendrick Motorsports can't buy a break when it comes to injuries. He's out now for another week or two, injured his back during a sprint car race, so that's out of the mix there as well. Alex Bowman at one point was leading the NASCAR Cup Series standings. He's sidelined, and that's gonna, and yes, Chase, I don't know, or well, I'll pull up the Cup standings later on, and it's not gonna be the playoff version. It's going to be the old school version, right? So Bowman, he hasn't won a race yet. Chase Elliott's been back for a couple weeks now, coming off the snowboarding accident there. But a lot happened. And oh, by the way, we're gonna have two races this weekend. Why? Because we already had one go down on Monday, and we're gonna have one bookend. Hopefully the weather. I have not checked the weather. I should do that. the quote unquote runner, when it comes to races, you want to check that weather, you know what I'm talking about. So if you have good weather, you'll be okay. If you have that bad weather, you might be in a little bit of trouble. In this case here, I'm going to go check it after I log off this podcast. But anyways, so Bowman's out there as well. And any other news that came to fruition yesterday here regarding legacy has not been good this year. I mean legacy was carried by Eric Jones last year, right? And now this year they're off to a slow. You would think that you know, Erik Jones, they would build off what they did last year, but they have been struggling this year, and doesn't have, and you would have thought that Noah Gregson would be an upgrade from Ty Dillon. Of course, Gregson was up front at Talladega in contention there, and then he got wrecked out, and then he also got was involved in another wreck at Dover on Monday as well. So a couple rough two races for Noah Gregson there as well. But yeah, I was that threw me off for a loop there as well. A legacy Toyota, and this has been talked about, not talked about at all. This kind of came out of left field, actually. But now, when it comes to speedway racing, yeah, Toyota numbers are still down compared to Ford and Chevy, right? But they were with Toyota this past Talladega race last week. They worked very well together, and they were in contention, right, to win the race. And, of course, that didn't play out because of wrecks, of course, right? So now you flip the page over, and I did not expect this at all. Of course, Jimmy Johnson, a 7-time champion, he's been driving Chevys throughout his Cup career. And then I guess they decide, hey, what's this? Toyota goes out. I don't know how long this has been going on. This hasn't been really talked about that much at all, really, on some of the NASCAR podcasts that I've been listening to. So this kind of is a surprise, but at least for Toyota, they continue to get their numbers up. Of course, Joe Gibbs Racing with their four cars, right, with Hamlin, Ty Gibbs, Christian Bell, Martin Truex Jr., you have 2311, you have Tyler Reddick, and Bubba Wallace, and now you're adding these two cats, Erik Jones, Noah Gregson, there as well. And, of course, Jimmy Johnson's going to be dabbling in and out if he continues to do it for 2024 there as well. So, Legacy Motor Club. I'm going to read what Jordan Bianchi tweeted yesterday here. Legacy Motor Club announces it will align with Toyota beginning next season, 2024, win the Cup season in a new Cup season next year. A big move by Toyota as the OEM adds the depth it's been asking for, which brings with it Jimmy Johnson, the star power. Of course it does. Yes, just what I talked about. Jimmy Johnson, 7-time champion, all that knowledge, all that experience now. And of course, Erik Jones, yeah, that team been struggling this year. So I'm honestly shocked that Erik Jones has not been better what it was. And you would have thought that you get a teammate upgrade with Ty Dillon, and being, I don't think he's finished the race yet this year, Ty Dillon. He's been at least been in almost every wrecking in every race this year, right? So, and then Erik Jones, I don't think Erik Jones is getting the appropriate help he needs teammate-wise. You need a better teammate. Now, obviously, Noah Gregson, I'm not saying, not throwing Noah on the bus, right? Everybody loves Noah, right? But the fact of the matter is, the team's performance has gone downwards there. So, but a huge upgrade for Toyota, no questions asked. It definitely helps when it comes to speedway racing. And Erik Jones, who really was the highlight of the third lane at Talladega a couple weeks ago, he gets a boot. And actually, it's a reunited with Erik Jones, right? Erik Jones was with Toyota when he first came up to the Cup Series, and then, of course, got booted out by Joe Gibbs Racing, and he comes back to Toyota. So it all comes full circle for him. And of course, if Noah Gregson is the guy back to that 42 ride next year, he will be that other guy, other car as well. So Toyota trying to build that depth. It looks like it's headed in that direction there. Huge announcement there. This for me kind of came out of left field. Did not expect that whatsoever. But here we are in May, right? In early stages of May, and Toyota right now is trying to get more drivers to the stable here and try to match Chevy and Ford. This is the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas. And this is KC Week, baby! Woo! Cannot describe how excited I am. Really, what a start to the month already. is for yours truly and a couple of guys as well. And it brings huge momentum. Why I say that, because Monday, the Xfinity Series raced on Saturday. I was very surprised that they got that in due to the weather. That weather up there was absolutely horrible. The Braves, right, they were up there as well playing against the New York Mets. That got rained out, but they made a doubleheader on the same day as the Cup race. So it was a busy trying to keep up with everything going on sports-wise for me, right? Monday, Braves, Mets are playing, and they had the Cup race on Monday, which Martin Truex Jr., Monday, Martin does it again, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Finally, the drought is over. Ring. I talk about this, oh, when Martin's going to win a race. I was getting tired hearing about that. But Monday Martin reappears at one of his favorite tracks, if not the home and home track, to his 18 home tracks that he has. Martin Truex Jr. brings it home and wins for the first time in the new car. And more importantly, punches the ticket to the 2024 playoffs, or back in the playoffs, more importantly. And I would be delighted to see him go back-to-back this weekend at Kansas Speedway. Again, more on that here later in a little bit. But prior to that, the Braves and Mets are playing. So they split the series. They split the doubleheader there as well. But before that, Ryan Truex, the Truex sweep, Ryan Truex. He's been through more hurdles than not to get a full-time ride. And I think he's been getting gypped, personally. And Truex Nation, shout out Truex Nation. We stood up this weekend, baby. Not one, but two Truex wins. Ryan Truex gets his first Xfinity win last Saturday there. I was surprised that they got it in. But the good kudos to NASCAR for doing that. So that was huge. But yeah, back to Ryan Truex there. He's been in, out, kicked out, full-time ride, part-time ride, all things in between, right? And finally answers the bell there with a solid ride there. And Ryan Truex has been nothing but spectacular in doing his part, obviously. That 19 is going in the Xfinity Series, is going for the Orange Points Championship. It seems like every time Ryan's in it, he either finishes in the top podium or he's knocking on the door of getting a win. Well, that tape has finally broken. First Xfinity Series win for Ryan Truex, a dominating performance, leading more than half the laps. Led 124 laps out of 200 there. Easy win. And pretty much a sweep in that department, because he won stage one and stage two. And then, of course, wins the race. He pulled a Martin there back in the 2017-2018 season, right? Where when stage racing first started, Martin Truex Jr. was all over them stage points, right? So Ryan pulls something. Ryan pulls something out of that as well. I'm sorry, I'm checking to make sure. Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay, just want to make sure we're good on that as well. So, all right, so yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend for yours truly as well. Got the Cup race on Sunday. Before that, I have a 5K before that in KC, which is not too far from the racetrack, about maybe 15 minutes away. So I got that racing at Kansas, and then I'm going to be back to Manhattan Sunday early evening-ish. It don't get dark really till like 9 o'clock, so we're good on that front. Saturday, I got a lot going on there, so I will probably most likely not go in, because I'm trying to budget for next month. I will not be at the truck race, so I'm trying to save, at least doing my part to save a little bit of money here and there for that as well. But I will be keeping close tabs on that. There's big news coming out of that as well for trucks. Tori Bettinger is going to be making her trucks debut, a Craftsman trucks debut this weekend as well. That was huge news as well. So that's a big congrats to her on that. As the diversity here in NASCAR, the driver diversity program continues to rise up there as well. And I've been mentioning here in the first half of the season about guests here. That has, at least lately, that has not come to fruition. I have been tied up being too focused on training, on deep in the marathon training, by the way, for grandma's coming up here next month. Been really locking in on that. And then trying to send out DMs to potential special guests for the 3Y podcast. That hasn't been following through as well as I liked. But this show is going to continue the role, whether special guest or not. I don't need special guests. This show ain't relied on special guests on, like, majority of the podcast. I can come on here, speak my mind, just like the old days, the EG3 show, when this was first started. Now the 3Y podcast with EG3, NASCAR, and everything in between. So there you go on that. So, yeah, back to the Xfinity series. You are listening to the 3Y podcast with EG3, continuing that. All right, so the A-game 200 last Saturday, Ryan Truex breaking through. And, yeah, I think by now he should have a full-time ride. That's just my opinion there. I believe the whole entire Truex Nation, who I'm friends with on Twitter, can probably agree with me on that. Josh Berry finishes second. Justin Allgaier third. Austin Hill fourth. John Hunter Nemechek finishing top five there. The rest of the top 10 features Sammy Smith, Cole Custer, Brendan Jones, Sam Mayer, Daniel Hemric are top 10 for this race. Others that I'm going to point out here, Chandler Smith finished 13th there. The Richmond winner, his guy, his first Xfinity Series race not too long ago this season. Riley Hurst, Mr. Consistency, Mr. Top 10, finished 21st in this race. Rush Crew, 26th. Chad Chastain, 30s. More than the other chat in. Ross Chastain making more enemies on the racetrack. Get to that here in a moment. Chad Chastain, the other one, he finished 32nd. Corey Heim in that 36 this week, or last week, I should say, 35th place. And Parker Kligerman, shout out Parker Kligerman. He got the pole for this race. He gets taken out after stage one. Wrecks on the front stretch, got turned around, and next thing you know, he's all crumbled up. Unfortunately, he finishes dead last in 38th spot there for him. And he was not happy after the fact as well. So, very unfortunate for Parker Kligerman there in that 48 there as well. Caution flag, 6-4-33 laps there. And 11 lead changes between five drivers there. So, there you go. On that, the Xfinity Series is not racing in Kansas City this weekend. They're going to be racing in Darlington, I believe, next weekend. So, a good stretch of races here for the Cup and Xfinity Series races there as well. As we continue to move forward here late in the spring, it feels like summer already here in Manhattan. We'll just skip spring and go straight to summer. It always happens. It never fails. It never fails to do that. We've had a long, in my opinion, cold stretch dealing with winds over 15 miles an hour and things like that. So, yeah, definitely been an interesting turn weather-wise, but definitely finally these mornings here in the MHK, I've been feeling spring, like at least the mornings anyways. It's nice to get out, speaking of training, get out there and running and getting lost for a while. Well, not lost road-wise, but getting lost is being focused in your rhythm, right? So, there you go on that. A little bit of off-the-rails talk here on the 3Y podcast with EG3, which is continues here. We're going to step aside for a little bit of a break here when we come back. Oh, yeah, Martin Truex Jr., Mr. Monday himself, does it again at Dover. We're back on the 3Y podcast with EG3, NASCAR, and everything in between, folks. Eddie Greeter III here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording, getting myself ready to go for a big weekend in Kansas City. Kansas Speedway weekend, baby. It's always a good time. Always an exciting time for yours truly, getting ready to go to the races up there. I will not be attending the truck race due to a busy Saturday already with, got a 5K Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to pull the little brother card here and try to go back to try to do these races, but hey, it's only 5K, right? So Got that. I'm going to try to win one of these races this weekend, if not try to sweep them. So we'll see how that goes. And it's going to be once in a lifetime. Only limited time only, right? Because I'm getting ready. I'm in the midst of getting ready for the Grandma's Marathon in Duluth, Minnesota next month. I cannot believe it's almost here. Man, it feels ages ago in getting this preparation for that as well. But I'm glad. And I wasn't even supposed to run a marathon this year. I was supposed to, you know, dip and dive in other races I haven't done before, right? The marathon was not in the cards for this year. It was just not. But Grandma's Marathon, one of the more famous, at least in the Midwest anyways, I don't think this race gets talked about. Everyone talks about Boston, and rightfully so, right? Everyone's too locked in on the famous World Majors, New York City, Chicago. So that's three right there. You have Tokyo, Berlin, London right there. But there's some other good racing in the U.S. there. You got, obviously, L.A. Marathon. That doesn't get talked about enough. Out there in the West Coast, you have the famous Grandma's. Everybody wants to win that one. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to be running with a sold-out crowd. Yes, the event, everything is pretty much sold out there with an interesting twist there. So, yep, I'm excited just to get up there. I've never been to Minnesota, me personally, as well. And, of course, East, they have plenty of good marathons. Obviously, Boston, New York being the main ones anyways. And there's several other sticky ones in there as well. Richmond Marathon in Virginia. That's home of Richmond Raceway. So, there's plenty in the gold mines there. Not just the World Majors. And, look, yes, they get the attention. I understand that. But, you know, there's some other good sneaky marathons up there as well. You know, you're going to get a recap edition, grandma style, folks. Grandma, that did not, grandma's marathon style, sorry. Like I said, it's been a day, folks, let me tell you. But, yeah, grandma's marathon, y'all know you're going to get a recap of that, full recap of that. It won't be immediate, obviously, there. So, we'll see what happens there. We'll see what card unfolds for me when we attack that race course in another month. Speaking of attacking here, Martin Truex Jr. attacked Dover again and attacked the Monster and conquered again for, I believe, his fourth win at Dover. Third Monday victory. When it turns to Monday, you know you got to be feeling good if you're a Martin Truex Jr. fan like myself. Oh, man, what a Monday it was. And before I continue on that, I want to go back up to the driver standings through after the race at Dover, right? Austin Hill, the clear things. Austin Hill, back to the point. He leads by 4 over J.H. John Hunter Nemechek. Chandler Smith is third, a distant third at that. It's really tight between he and fifth. Josh Berry and Justin Allgaier, your top five. Colcaster, Sheldon Creed, Riley Herbst, Sammy Smith, and Daniel Hemric round that out there as well. But yeah, back to Monday and in the Cup race. Oh man, you know, I wasn't sure. So being superstitious, me being the way I am, I wasn't. Of course, it's gonna do that. And let's see, no, that's not what I want. Good gosh darn it. I might start that over. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying to do two things at the same time. And it ain't working. And folks, it ain't working. Oh, there you go. Yeah, but yeah, so I was superstitious about it. I wasn't sure. But, you know, Ryan Truex's win on Saturday would be a boost for Martin. Of course, Martin's won here many lots of times, right? Knows how to get around this place. The Truex family knows how to get around this place, right? So we already know, like, okay, you know, shift to Monday, and Martin starting, 17th or something like that. I think it'll be all right, right? And the way that this car, I don't know, because this car loves track position. This new car that these guys have been running, driving for the last, almost year and a half now, right? Loves track position, loves to get up front, right? And so I was like, I just don't know, you know, passing could be limited, whatnot, but yeah, Martin Truex Jr. made his way methodically through the field. Of course, it was, and shout out to one of the Truex Nation peeps, Frank. Shout out Frank on the podcast. Yes, I'm shouting you out there. Yes, it was a typical Martin Truex Jr. race. Go to the back, get penalized, get to the front, get good position, then turn around, have to drive from the back to the front. And in the course, towards the end of the race comes down to a pit call there. And for once, at least for this weekend anyways, James Small gets it right. Not that the calls were, as you know, last year, you know, two tires at New Hampshire didn't work. We should have won the race, but I'm not going to go there. Not going to do it. But here, figure, you know, he, Truex, Blaney, somebody else made two tires as well. Chastain was the first at four. And he was, I thought we were sitting duck. Pretty much, sir, going off of past experiences, we all know, as Martin Truex Jr. fans, it's, we know it's coming. Heartbreak City, it's coming. Oh, two tires, Ross Chastain, who was pretty much right there as one of the faster cars of the day. And you know how he's going to be aggressive, right? So, oh, man, Ross Chastain's going to turn. And the last time these two had an encounter, yeah, Ross Chastain made contact with us, and then Martin Truex Jr. spun. That was for like the top five spot. I believe it was last year or the year before that. No, I want to say it was last year because we were running up in the top five. And then, of course, Ross Chastain being Ross Chastain makes contact. And then Martin Truex Jr. Spins out. And then, yeah, that was a whole shebang right there. I was not happy with that as well. And Ross Chastain made another person not happy with him at Dover. Shocking. Kyle Larson. And why? You might ask. Because it was the contact with the 15 car. He got loose going into turn one, which Kyle Larson was not even in the picture to begin with. Comes in it, and Kyle Larson was dropping like a rock there. Very surprising stuff there. I thought it was going to be really solid, given the fact that Hendrick Motorsports has been solid to this point here in 2023, right? So he goes into the 15, and Kyle Larson, you know, I'm not going to repeat what he said over the radio, things like that. And then, I mean, it could have came in handy late, but of course, the damn caution had to come out with less than 10 to go. Of course, if Martin Truex Jr. leads, caution comes out with 10 to go. Yeah, go figure that. So that's why it's a quote-unquote Martin type of race, because you have to deal with everything. Caution, go to the back, pit penalties. I was at work, so, but when I got the notification from one of the leaders of the Twitter group that Martin Truex Jr. took the lead, yeah. Luckily, I was not driving. I was in the passenger seat, so I played close attention, right, from then on out, pretty much. And Martin Truex Jr. Did not mess around that last restart there. Had a good enough lead there to hold off Ross Chastain for the win, the first in this new car, and broke a 58 race winless streak. On top of that, huge. And you're talking about a great stretch of races here that I talked about in the first segment. Ooh-wee. So you have Kansas Sunday, right? Darlington. Martin Truex knows I get there. If you take out North Wilkesboro, which is the all-star race weekend, that is going to be some scene in North Wilkesboro. Cannot wait to see how that's like there as well. You got that all-star race there. You take that out. Take that away. Charlotte. Gateway, St. Louis, he was pretty decent there last year. There, Sonoma as well, he's a winner there as well. And Nashville, which he should have won Nashville last year as well. And I'm going to stop there because we end up going to July 2nd, which is the debut of the Chicago Street Course race there as well. I mentioned Chicago in a different sense with the Chicago Marathon there as well. I think I missed out on the lottery. I think I missed out on the lottery of London, I think, because one of the podcasts, I'm not gonna call you out on it. I think lied. I think they only gave us like a week. And that's also the other thing too, is like I need to prove my marathon time so I can fill out an application for a lottery. So I need to be paying close attention. Obviously to Chicago, because Chicago's not too far away from Manhattan, which is what? 8 hours, something like that, from here to Manhattan there. And obviously, I'm no desire to go to New York. My distaste for New York teams up there. The only thing I'm going to go up there is if I land a lottery spot for the New York Marathon. The lottery, that's been passed as well. So, all that considering, folks, we'll see what happens. Everything kind of depends on how I do next month in Duluth. So, we'll see. We'll see. I'm very excited. I haven't been this excited for a marathon since my first one. And really, the first and second one, really. Because that was a lot of fun with Sean. Shout out Sean on the pod. He asked me to go up there because he serves in the Air Force military of the Air Force Marathon, which is still, to this day, my marathon PR. Hope to shatter that. Hope to change that next month in Duluth, Minnesota. So, yeah, sorry to go off of a little bit of a rant here in the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Glad you joined us here for NASCAR and everything else in between. Martin Truex Jr. finally breaks through in the victory lane. Well overdue at one of his favorite tracks there for the Worth 400, which was postponed. It was supposed to run on Sunday. It got moved to Monday a few days ago. So two races on the schedule. Pretty much you have that in the books now. And you get ready for Kansas Speedway on, if I find the results here, on Sunday. So which I'm going to be there for this race. I cannot wait. And to see how Martin Truex Jr., a different paint scheme, going with the Reese's this weekend. Reese's Foods this weekend. So, a little bit of interesting there. So, but anyways, I'm all in all just excited for the weekend to get here. Truex there. Lee led 68 laps. And who led all them laps? Oh, yeah. William Byron led the most laps. So, 193. Let's just go down the top 10 here. Mark Treacher, Ross Chastain, 98 laps for him. Another dumb move. If you ask me there, putting himself on the list there. And Kyle, if that last caution would have come out, I understand that Ross Chastain was closing in on Martin there with lap traffic and all that, that slow-ass traffic and all that. I think Martin would have still won, given the fact that Kyle Larson pretty much helped him out opening that gap. I wish he would have helped him up some more. Let's keep him back there. But anyways, Ryan Blaney, strong run for him. He finishes third. Byron fourth. Denny Hamlin finished fifth. Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Josh Berry. I want to back up real quick. Shout out real quick to Toyota. Strong effort here. You have one, two, three, four Toyotas in the top seven, which includes Tyler Reddick, and then RFK. Keselowski, Buescher, I knew they were going to be strong, but given the fact of last year's resurgence in the short track game, right? So I had Keselowski on my fantasy leagues, banked that. I should have had a 17, didn't. Instead, I had a 5, which got in a wreck. So this is why I picked different drivers. There are other drivers out there you can rely on. Just can't drive on the same pool. I mean, I love my peeps. I get it. I understand that. But sometimes you get a little bit of hitch. I begged on. I'm anxious to see where I fall at in the little Uber Fantasy League standings there. Shout out Mary Lee on that. Another shout out here on this podcast. So that's two people that I shout out here on this episode of the 3Y Podcast, EG3, this Kansas preview episode there as well. Others, Josh Berry, another top 10 sub. And remember, he finished second for Chase Elliott back at Richmond. He, and plus Alex Bowman, finishes in the top 10. So Josh Berry, not only are you getting value experience, but you're performing, outperforming these cars like you should, right? Others, Chase Elliott, 11th, Bubba Wallace, 12th, Ty Gibbs was up there at one point. No, that was last week, excuse me. He was 13th down here, and another one I wanted to pick was Ricky Stenhouse. He finished 15th in this race. Kevin Harvick had a rough day. He comes home in 19th. They're looking at Daniel Suarez. I'll get him momentarily. Yeah. Joey Logano. We'll start with him. Joey Logano, 31st. Terrible afternoon for him as well. Never in the ball game. Kyle Larson dropped like a rock, like I mentioned earlier in this podcast. Larson, 32nd. He was still out there running. And he did affect the finish. So there you go on that. Daniel Suarez, he finishes 35th. He got turned in, I think that was stage one. He got wrecked there. Early exit for him. Ty Dillon, another wrecking out for him. I believe he's wrecked in every race, probably for the exception of Talladega last week. But outside of that, he is wrecked in pretty much most of these races this year for him. In that Spire entry there as well. Time of the race, 3 hours and 27 minutes there. Byron winning stage 1. Chastain, stage 2. Martin Truex Jr. cashes in, gets it done for him as well. He cashes in his 32nd Cup Series victory, and I believe, if my numbers are correct, thinking in my head right now as I'm talking to you guys on this Thursday night in May 4th, 2023, he has 4 Dover wins. How about that? And more importantly, we don't have to stress, Truex Nation, we do not have to stress about trying to get in the damn playoffs and worry about fate. We can just go out there and just have fun, go out there and try to win more races. And that's what Martin Truex Jr. is going to try to do, try to go back-to-back at Kent Speedway on Sunday afternoon. So I'm looking forward, again, very excited. Momentum continues to go. And oh, by the way, momentum. Why not, right? Martin Truex Jr., he is now part of that lofty class of the greatest 75 drivers in NASCAR history. The momentum continues to move, roll on, baby, there as well. And Brad Keselowski on that same list as well. He got on that list as well, so elected on as well. So Keselowski, Truex, they're on that list of greatest 75 drivers in, and let me back up real quick. So this is the 75th anniversary of NASCAR. For those that are new to this sport or new to this podcast, so I had to backtrack there for a second. So this is NASCAR celebrating their 75th year, pretty much 75th anniversary of the sport. So that's where I'm getting that at right there as well. Again, so Kansas, I believe, I don't have the time up here. I know it's saying like 1 o'clock Eastern time, but the last time I checked, you can go on even NASCAR.com for more information on the times. I'm going to be in the area anyway. So there you go on that. That's not what I wanted. One of the points. So after the Worth 400 here, here are the points of where they shake it out. Ross Chastain is all of a sudden your new points leader. This keeps going back and forth between Bowman, who's now out with injury, Bell, Harvick, now Chastain by 3 over Christopher Bell. Kevin Harvick is safely at 3rd. Not too far. Martin Truex Jr. the win gets him the 4th and 2 points back of Harvick. Only 4 up in front of Ryan Blaney. Tyler Reddick is 6th. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Larson with his 2 wins sitting there in 10th. Again, this is I don't have the playoff version right now. This is just looking at the regular season standings right now in those precious 15 points they added to the total for their regular season champion to get themselves to Phoenix. So, yeah, look, overall, I'm very happy. That monkey is off the back. That big gorilla is off the back of Martin Truex Jr. Look, man, the last year, you know, retirement talk and all this other stuff. Joe Gibbs talked about it, trying to, quote-unquote, I don't think this is the right word, but I'm going to use it anyway because it's come on top of my head, right? Bribe Martin Truex Jr. to not go into retirement, and I'm glad he's not. Now, obviously, still, we're not halfway yet, but still, a lot of season left, and I think Martin Truex Jr. And don't forget, Martin Truex Jr. won the class. Yes, it was not a point. It's not a points-paying race, but he won the class. That was a fast car. that night in LA. So he won that. Now you win this, and you have a chance to possibly win, I think, one of these other next two races. I could probably say next three races. Take away the All-Star Weekend race for the Cup Series race. I just mentioned it. Charlotte in a few weeks. Darlington next week. And Kansas this week. And by the way, MTJ compared this track, Kansas Speedway, to a little bit of Homestead. I agree with that. And we all know Mark Trish Jr. knows how to get around Homestead pretty good. He gets around Kansas pretty good. As well as I am pretty giddy right now about his chances this weekend going up there as well. And obviously, I've seen both of his race wins. Wait, let me back that up. Yeah. Or all of his wins. I've been pretty fortunate to see my driver win three times at Kansas Speedway. Hoping to add that on this weekend. So very anxious to see what happens on Sunday as well. The Truex sweep. Ryan wins on Saturday. Martin wins on Martin Monday. That's what I'm talking about. Truex family sweep at Dover. The Monster Mile. The Truex family conquer it once again in 2023. We're gonna step aside here. We're gonna end the show here. Let's see. We're gonna end it here with again a little bit of basketball talk. And if anything else comes up here on my shit. Here on my sheet. Oh my goodness. We'll chat about it. We're going to take one more quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to Three Wide Pod with EG3. What's up, everyone? Back for our last segment of the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Everything NASCAR and anything in between. Back for our old version a little bit here. Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, for this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, appreciate you for checking us out. And next thing you need to do, if you love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to 3Wide Podcast with EG3, wherever you get your podcast as well. So, big weekend for yours truly. I will be in KC all weekend. We'll not be at the truck race, however, but we'll be for the big show, the Cup Series, Alvin's Health 400 going down. The logo's been painted on this grass. Everything looks good and ready for a great weekend all across the board. For yours truly, including NASCAR as well. And shout out also to Jody B while we're shouting out people from the Truex Nation group. Jody B, you deserve another shout out for all the pictures, keeping us up to date what's going on via Mark Trish Jr., what he's doing or what you're doing anyways. Anyway, she works at Dover, so I wanted to shout her out in the pod as well. So I appreciate you for doing that. I know you've been battling your fight as well as is well known. I'm not going to mention it here on the pod, but we all know Truex Station knows that you're going through some health related issues as well. But that's not stopping you from going out to the track and doing what you love to do, and that is keeping us up to date all things Mark Truex Jr. So I just wanted to shout you out here and thank you for keeping us up to date all day long on Monday. So that was very appreciative of you for that. Austin Dillon. Dillon, he got hit with a penalty after Talladega, post-Talladega, and they appealed. RCR appealed that penalty. Well, they lost the appeal there, and the price paid 60 points. 60 points. The owner points. You lose 60 points there as well. In addition, loss of 5 playoff points. Keith Rodden, the crew chief, done. Suspended 2 races. Not done, but suspended 2 races. So he was suspended last week, and he will not be a part of that pit box this week in Kansas there as well. Another note here on Mark Trish Jr. His first points playoff win. Now I'm getting playoffs in the conversation here. I guess there's a lot going on. We got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs going on here. Mark Trish Jr.'s finally cashing in a regular season win there. You got to go back to September 2021 when his last got his victory. What was that anyways? It ain't Richmond. I can't remember what race that was. But anyways, yeah, so he wins a regular season race for the first time going back to September 2021, when last time he did that as well. Huge, huge there as well. Yeah, William Byron led all those laps, but finished fourth there. Again, this is a sign that, he's going to go back into struggling. I have no idea. But look, Hendrick Motorsports, they've been riding the coattails of Kyle Larson and William Byron, right? So, again, Kyle Larson, he went straight backwards in that first run, watching the race back. Again, I was at work when all this went down on Monday, so I didn't have time, obviously, to watch. I was too locked in on work. But when Martin's leading, I had to pay close attention to social media and Twitter Nation and Truex Nation, right? So, there you go. On that, yeah, William Byron, it was just another shot out for him. So, but we'll see. Yeah, Toyota had four drivers inside the top seven there as well. And you're going, I should probably say that. And you're going to Kansas, right, where Toyota swept the races last year. When I talk about sweep, I'm talking about 23-11. Kurt Busch, the great battle Kyle Larson last year. Back and forth, Kyle Larson trying to slide job Kurt Busch, right, in the last few laps. And then Kurt Busch pretty much, what the freak? Sorry, my cell phone went into a different mode, so I'm like, what's going on here? That's a different look. Anyways, yeah, Kyle Larson tried to slide job Kurt Busch, and then that's all she wrote. Kurt Busch just checked out on the field, and that led him to a win, which, unfortunately, then, a few months down the road, we know what happened to Kurt Busch there, got hurt, and then he wasn't able to compete in the playoffs last year. There as well. And then you turn around the fall playoffs. I was going to go to this race as well, but I was able to go due to family, scheduling a family outing. So I could not go to that there as well, but missed the bubble win. The last time the Cup Series was in Kansas, Bubba Wallace, who was in the 45, not the 23. And at that point, the 45 was in the owner's points playoffs. So that's why Bubba was in that car. The 45 swept the races at Kansas last year. Will it be a three-peat? Now, Tyler Reddick, good chance it could be, because look, again, I mentioned this in segment three of the pod, segment two, I should say, of the podcast today, of this episode, right? That Martin said it in his press release previewing Kansas, that Homestead is similar. Kansas is similar, a little bit similar, if not to Homestead, right? Where people are riding the wall, rim riding that thing, being fast, carrying a lot of momentum off of turn three. This is why I like to sit. That's why I love sitting every year off of turn three. Or turn four. Yeah, turn four. Damn it. Turn three, turn four. I love to see you there because you can see what's going on clearly there. There. That's where my seats are usually anyways. Right there. I love sitting there. High. You can see all the cars right there. Rim riding in or go to the low side. And it's a pretty sweet spot because you can see right across from it where the seats are anyways. You can see across turn one, turn two. You can see, again, drivers just high riding that thing. Just high riding it, right? Down cross thing. So I'm looking forward to getting back. I missed out on the bubble win last year. So will the 45 make it a three-peat this weekend? Tyler Reddick, there's a good chance of doing that. We'll have to see how that. You know Tyler Reddick loves a high side, right? So you know he's going to be up there. We saw him do it at Las Vegas a few weeks back. You know he's going to go there, along with a lot of other drivers as well. Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, Blaney. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of guys go up there, make a lot of hey up the high line. Cannot wait to go up there and see it all. So Kansas Speedway belonged to 23-11 last year, in particular the 45. What's going to happen this weekend? We don't know. And let's not forget a truck race going down Saturday night as well. The last time the trucks were here, it was a Zane Smith show. Zane Smith dominated from start to finish there in the truck series. Who will take that on? We'll have to see what happens in KC this weekend. So I'm definitely looking forward as a whole game up there. And also, I mentioned earlier fact that I have 5Ks Saturday and Sunday. So the plan, hopefully, is to win one of those races, if not win two. So that is the plan. That if I'm locked in, like it was at Rock the Parkway a few weeks ago, there's no stopping me. Nobody's going to be in my way. That's just how I feel right now. I just feel confident in myself. I can go there and compete with the best of them, right? So I got a 5K Saturday. And then, obviously, big day on Sunday, 5K in the morning. And then probably going to have a little bit of time, right, to hang out with a few friends, then go to the racetrack. And then it's the Avonhealth 400 from there. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, if they decided to get there, and we'll see how this is going to go. Okay, so let's see. I was going to say something else. Yeah. Oh, okay, so. Yeah, okay. All right, so, yeah, I don't really have anything else. I talked about it earlier. Yeah, the Braves won last night there. Ozuna getting off a snide or trying to get off a snide there. He's had some big games back-to-back there as well. Yeah, the weather wasn't good at all all this weekend there, but I'm glad that, Saturday was a surprise. I thought Saturday was going to get rained out as well. Ryan Truex, oh yeah, by the way, you get an EG 300 sticker this weekend along with Mark Truex Jr. You get an EG 300 sticker as well. We're going to stick with the Truex family theme and carry that throughout this episode this weekend. Yeah, oh yeah, so let's see. Yeah, the Bucks, they're eliminated. Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, the NFL draft, what I'm talking about. Yeah, the NFL draft was in it there because, yeah, we covered everything on this page here tonight on the 3Y podcast, EG3, formerly the EG3 show, when I first hopped onto the podcasting scene. But we're going to keep the 3Y pod with EG3 because, yes, this is all NASCAR along with other topics in between. NFL draft came to a close last weekend in Kansas City. Shout out to Kansas City for putting that on. The crowds that I heard and saw were absolutely lit. It was lit up for sure. Obviously with Chiefs fans, but obviously all the fans, all the people who came out there and represented your team, whether that was, sorry to say it, Casey, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Jaguars, the Panthers, Falcons, everything else between. It was damn pretty good damn crowd despite the crappy weather that was over there. So shout out to you guys for doing that as well here. And yes, Bryce Young. I'm thinking of another Bryce for whatever reason. But yeah, Bryce Young getting the number one overall draft pick to the Carolina Panthers there. And we get Bijan Robinson, meaning we, the Atlanta Falcons, yours truly, obviously the Atlanta theme, right? I'm a fan of all my sports in Georgia, being a Georgia native. Falcons getting Bijan Robinson, adding yet another weapon offensively to the squad as well. I'm super excited about that. So now, instead of being the enemy, you're becoming one of my best, well, I want to say one of my good fan favorites, if you will, now. The Falcons gonna be way, I think they're gonna be way better. Obviously, you want to win games, that's for sure, right? But look, you want to be right there in the mix. So Bijan is just another latest piece to that. Yeah, Bijan for sure is one of the best, if not the best, offensive guru player. Yeah, same damn thing coming out of that draft as well. But yeah, shout out to Casey on that as well. I think we got it all covered. I know F1 next week gonna be down in Miami next week. It's not this weekend. It's gonna be down there in Miami, getting it on, Miami Grand Prix next weekend. Excited for that. I know that was a big hit last year. It looks like it. I know ESPN was promoting it as well, so it's gonna be a huge hit down there as well. So we might have to cover that on not this upcoming show, but the next one as well. I know I've been wanting to get a special guest on here. That is gonna come up really soon. Again, stay locked in on that one as well, as we try to get a couple more guests It's just been crazy. I've been just so locked in on training here. So, but I think between now and then, I'm going to try to look for at least two get, or at least to have, at least hopefully have, one's for sure. One's for sure. The other, hopefully I can get him or her before I head off to Duluth, Minnesota for that as well. So there you go. But again, we've reached the conclusion the checkered flag has waved on this episode, which I believe is episode 352 or 353. Either one, it'll be uploaded. I believe tomorrow is when I'm going to be shooting for that as well. So I got to get ready for the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, got to get ready for that. So we got to end it here. Guys, appreciate you for listening to the latest edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 again. You know the show. You love what you're getting. Make sure you subscribe to the 3Y Pod wherever you get your podcast. Dover Wicked is in the books. Truex Family Suite. Ryan Morton, head of their business, head of the Monster Mile, and get huge wins for themselves. Ryan Truex, his first Xfinity Series win in his career. Martin Truex Jr. gets another Dover win and another win on another Monday. And more importantly, punches a ticket to 2024. Oh, man, I'm jumping the gun. Oh, my God. Oh. 2023 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. There we go. On that as well. So there is that. I am excited for KC this weekend on Sunday. If you're a listener of this podcast, if I run into you this weekend, which it might be a small possibility given the fact that I'm going to be going to places as well, run me down, say hello, do all that stuff. So if you're going to Kansas Speedway this weekend, and a bonus, if you're a Martin Truex Jr. fan, try to flag me down. We can say hi and chat a little bit before the race on Sunday goes down. All right, that's going to do it for right now. The Checkered Flag Ass Wave on another edition of the 3Y Pod with EG3. We will talk to you. We'll be back for another episode next week. Until then, have a great weekend. If you're going to the races, have a good time. I will be at KC this weekend. Let's get after it. KC, Kansas Speedway on the dock.